This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as U.S. ambassador to China. Branstad confirmed in a statement Wednesday afternoon that he has accepted the appointment. The governor says his 30-year relationship with the president of China opened the door to this opportunity to serve Iowa, the United States, and the world for the better. Branstad is also connected to Trump in that Branstad's son ran Trump's presidential campaign in Iowa. The appointment means Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will become Iowa's first female governor. Reynolds said in a separate statement Wednesday afternoon that she can think of no one more qualified to represent Iowa and the U.S. on the world stage than Branstad. Reynolds added that the experience she has gained during the past 6 years as lieutenant governor has prepared her well for this next chapter of service to all Iowans. Neither Branstad nor Reynolds provided a timeline for a transition of power. President-elect Trump will not take the oath of office until January 20th. News of Branstad's appointment comes just weeks before the Iowa legislature returns to Des Moines for the 2017 session. Democratic State Representative Jerry Kearns of Keokuk does not anticipate much of a change in direction with the transition from Branstad to Reynolds as governor.
She's pretty much been in his camp on most policy decisions that I know of. You might expect a lieutenant governor would be. So I'm not sure it's going to make a whole lot of difference. And frankly, in some cases, I hope it does, because Democratic minority is probably in for some rough couple of years here.
Kern says his only interactions with Reynolds have been during formal events at the state capitol. Kern says this would give Reynolds a leg up in the 2018 governor's race if she decides to run, because she would be running as an incumbent. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.